Ord's Cole Nuke Bail, Citing National Security, written by Rich Hydorn Jr. and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. and Michael Brooks. And Trump directed Energy Secretary Rick Perry Friday to force grid operators to provide a lifeline to struggling coal and nuclear plants, saying their retirements threaten national security. Trump and Ampapi, RTO Insider. Department of Energy had not issued an order as of Friday afternoon. A 40-page draft memo described as denim and quat, includes a reference to the order and describes the department's legal funding, saying the closure threatened military bases and the nation's nuclear workers. The memo was first reported by Bloomberg, which said it was prepared for a Friday meeting of the National Security Council. It said DOE would be directing RTOs and ISOs and QUAT to purchase or arrange the purchase of electric energy or electric generation capacity from a designated list of subject generation facilities sufficient to forestall any further actions toward or DCEI, and QUAT. QUAT to identify DCEI facilities. Additional analysis will be required to gain a more detailed understanding of location security vulnerabilities in our energy delivery systems, including the interdependence associated with electric generation and natural gas and petroleum pipelines, as well as their supply chains, and QUAT, the memo. QUAT, in the meantime, DOE's order provides a temporary stopgap measure to prevent the third permanent loss of the fuel-secure electric generation capacity for the grid upon which our national security depends, and QUAT. Perry and Ampcopy, RTO Insider. Said it also is directing SGFs outside RTO/ISO territories in QUAT to continue generation and delivery of electric energy according to their existing or recent contractual arrangements with load-serving entities. QUAT, the draft did not identify the generators that would benefit from the order. President's long-awaited and highly controversial action was announced by Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. QUAT, unfortunately, impending retirements of fuel-secure power facilities are leading to a rapid depletion of a critical part of our nation's energy mix and impacting the resilience of our power grid, in QUAT, Sanders said in a statement. QUAT, President Trump has directed Secretary of Energy Rick Perry to prepare immediate steps to stop the loss of these resources and looks forward to his recommendations. In QUAT. Is the administration's second bid for a coal and nuclear bailout. January, FERC rejected Perry's notice of proposed rulemaking to subsidize coal and nuclear plants with on-net fuel. Commission instead initiated a rulemaking on grid balance. Tipping point. Warns of NQUAT tipping point NQUAT in the loss of NQUAT fuel secure NQUAT generation, citing the retirements of 59 gigawatts of coal capacity between 2002 and 2016, the loss of 15 nuclear plants since 1990, and announced retirements of 12 nuclear units representing 11 gigawatts. Cites a 2008 Defense Science Board report that concluded Defense Department installations are NQUAT 99% dependent on the commercial power grid. NQUAT. In addition to the poor risk to DOD facilities, the memo also cited the need for NQUAT, robust civilian nuclear industry NQUAT, to support the NQUAT and high U.S. nuclear enterprise weapons, naval propulsion, non-proliferation, enrichment, fuel services, and negotiations with international partners. end quote. Quote, without a strong domestic nuclear power industry, the U.S. will not only lose the energy security and grid resilience benefits, but will also lose its workforce technical expertise, supply chain, and position of clean energy leadership, end quote. Said it supports FERC's actions, including its opening of the resilience docket in January, but that, end quote, too little progress has been made, while the risk of high-impact events, especially those caused by intentional acts, continues to grow, end quote. Quote, given the need to safeguard the existence of fuel-secure generation facilities to promote our national defense and to maximize domestic energy supplies, DOE is compelled to exercise its authorities to avert a serious supply disruption in the wake of a natural disaster, an adversarial attack, or some combination of the four, end quote. Quotes from a 2017 NERC report that said increased in quote reliance on natural gas exposed electric generation to fuel supply and delivery vulnerabilities in quote, and that in quote, premature retirements of fuel-secure baseload generating stations reduced resilience to fuel supply in quote. Also cites NERC's November 2017 report on potential disruptions to the natural gas system, which noted that some regions rely on gas for more than 60% of their peak electric demand. Also cites the threat of cyber attacks on the grid, saying in quote, to avoid and recover from blackouts, it is essential that the system have adequate generation and transmission capacity broadly dispersed. It notes that only nuclear generators maintain in quote, the kinds of guns, guards and gates, and other physical and cyber hardening measures that would be needed in the event of a major hack. End quote. Legal challenges like me. First Friday differed over whether the administration action will survive almost certain legal challenges. Buying pairs NOPR in January, FERC said DOE had failed to show that existing RTO tariffs were unjust and unreasonable under Section 206 of the Federal Power Act. A memo claims different legal authority, citing the Defense Production Act of 1950, or DPA and Section 200 TWOC of the FPA, which allows the Energy Secretary to issue emergency orders during shortages of electric energy, facilities or fuel. Cited DPA Section 100 WONC, which gives the Secretary authority to issue orders based on findings that energy supplies in quad are scarce, critical and essential in quad, and needed for in quad maintenance of energy facilities, and cannot reasonably be accomplished without exercising this authority. In quad. Said the legislative history of Section 200 TWOC shows that in quad, Congress contemplated the use of the provision not merely to react to actual disasters, but to act in a preventive manner. Ready if man-made and natural threat conditions require, a federal agency ready to do all that can be done in order to prevent a breakdown in electric supply. In quad. Department says it has deployed FPA Section 200 TWOC on 8 occasions. For those were in response to regional energy challenges, it has not previously been applied nationwide. During the Western energy crisis in late 2000, DOE issued an order to ensure gas supplies to Pacific Gas and Electric, then on the verge of bankruptcy. Several instances, the department has ordered temporary interconnections to provide supplies to regions following blackouts or natural disasters, including Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. All was invoked on 3 prior occasions to require operation of generation facilities to prevent energy or react to power shortages. 2005, DOE granted the DC Public Service Commission's request to order Merritt Corp to continue running its Potomac River Generating Station despite its inability to meet EPA's National Ambient Air Quality Standards, finding that the region otherwise faces an quote, reasonable possibility in quote, of extended blackout. Recently, DOE granted PJM's request to order Dominion Energy Virginia to continue running its Yorktown Power Station despite its violation of EPA's mercury and air toxic standards, finding reliability could be at risk during some peaks. Yorktown Generating Station Dominion. Minimize conflicts with environmental regulations, DOE noted, it limited its orders to having the generator serve only as back power if a source were unavailable. View Energy Partners analyst Christine Tezek noted in a bulletin to clients Friday that the DPA gives DOE and quad significant authority to determine and respond to national security impairments, even in peacetime, and thus far the courts have been reluctant to in quad. Quad, unless and until critics marshal counterarguments to the concerns DOE has presented in its memo, we will continue to assign low probabilities to successful judicial intervention or reversal, in quad, she added. But Kim Ludden, partner at Dorsey & Ampamp, Whitney, predicted in an interview that the courts will reject DOE's claim that the subsidies are justified by 200 talk. She said, in quad, you can expect anything in today's political landscape. Quat DOE and Quat may have a leg to stand on in Quat, using the DPA in combination with the FPA, she added. Quat combining 200 talk with the DPA provides more room for DOE to make creative legal arguments, in Quat, said Ari Pisco, director of the Electricity Law Initiative at Harvard. Quat, it's still far from clear that the proposal would be upheld by a court, in Quat. Quat, there is no grid emergency that justifies this in Quat, tweeted Joel B. Eisen, law professor at the Richmond School of Law. Quat, nor does the combo of two laws, neither of which is appropriate in its own right, adding further support, in Quat. Quat 200 talk gives pricing authority to FERC, in Quat, said Ev Zevin of the New York University School of Law's Institute for Policy Integrity. Quad, FERC has already said market rates are sufficient to meet reliability and resilience. I'm still not clear how we get around that, even when you add DPA into the mix. End quad. FERC's role in implementing the order isn't clear. 1977 amendments to the FPA transferred the Emergency Declaration Authority on 200 TWOC to the Energy Secretary from the Federal Power Commission, FERC's predecessor. The Commission still has dominion over rates under FPA Sections 205 and 206, Kim Ludden. FERC declined to comment. Bailout costs. Bailouts could cost from $311 million to $900 million annually in PJM, ISO New England, New York ISO, and MISO alone, according to Energy Innovation Policy and AMPAMP Technology, which supports policy reducing greenhouse gas emissions. OS estimate represents the out-of-market payments needed to bring units with negative net cash flows up to zero. The limit adds capital recovery and a rate of return on unappreciated capital and future capital expenditures. Group compiled estimates based on the rejected DOE resilience NOPR. While there are, of course, important differences between the resilience NOPR and the 200 TWOC actions being discussed by the Trump administration, but our study is a good rough estimate of the cost to keep the same group of an economic plants online, in quote, said Robbie Orvis, director of Energy Policy Design for the group. But then 80% of the coal subsidies would go to 5 companies, while 90% of the nuclear price supports would go to 5 companies, the group said. Industry Ryan. Renewable energy and natural gas industries united with consumer groups to condemn the bailout. Representatives of 10 trade groups Advanced Energy Economy, the American Council on Renewable Energy, American Petroleum Institute, American Wind Energy Association, Business Council for Sustainable Energy, Electricity Consumers Resource Council, Electric Power Supply Association, Energy Storage. Supply Quote, there was no emergency when coal and nuclear interests sought federal relief, and there is none today that justifies such unprecedented executive branch intervention in the economic life of the country. Quote, EPSA CEO John Chung said. And copy Martin 3rd V/123RS stock photo. Quote, the administration's plan to federalize the electric power system is an exercise in crony capitalism, and quote, said Malcolm Wolf, AE Senior Vice President of Polity. P. Hughes, CEO of the Electricity Consumers Resource Council, which represents industrial consumers, said the threats cited are in quote, phony and quote, and that the cost could cripple U.S. manufacturers. Quote, the federal government should not use the pretext of national security to pick winners and losers in the energy markets, and it must certainly not treat U.S. manufacturing jobs as inferior to the jobs at an economic power plants, end quote, he said. American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity praised the action, noting that, end quote, almost 40% of the nation's coal fleet has shut down or is expected to close, end quote. James said Friday that the grid is, end quote, more reliable than ever, end quote, and that its recently announced fuel security initiative will ensure grid resilience without upsetting its markets. Quote, any federal intervention in the market to order customers to buy electricity from sick power plants would be damaging to the markets and therefore costly to consumers. There is no need for any such drastic action. End quote. Response to an inquiry, ISO New England spokesman Marsh Blomberg said, end quote, it's too early to comment on a draft proposal that has just been revealed. End quote. Quote, MISO is monitoring the reports of the potential Department of Energy action, along with our ISO/RTO counterparts, end quote, spokesman Mark Brown said. Quote, at this time, we have seen no official communication from DOE. End quote. Grid operators did not respond to requests for comment. DOE and NERC also did not respond to inquiries. Quest from Murray Energy, First Energy. Trump promised during his campaign to end the quote, war on coal and quote, and put miners back to work. The Sierra Club says retirements have continued unabated since he took office. Quote, in the first 2 months of 2018, we've already retired more coal than we did in 3 of the Obama years, and we're on track for our second biggest year of coal retirements ever, end quote, the group said in March. Mine Chief Executive Robert Murray and First Energy, his company's biggest customer, have lobbied relentlessly for subsidies. First Energy asked Perry to invoke 200 TWAC in a letter in March. First Energy lobbyist Jeff Miller, who ran Perry's unsuccessful 2016 presidential campaign, reportedly made the case to Trump over dinner in April. The nation's largest nuclear generator has largely focused its lobbying efforts on winning state subsidies for endangered reactors. In news of the administration action, Exelon saw shares drop 1% Friday, while First Energy was down 0.6% on the day. As of my incumbent, Peabody Energy rose 4.6%, while Arch Coal was up 2%.